Thank you for joining us today for the Whistler Plumbing and Air podcast. I am speaking with James Whistler. James, let's talk about being a master plumber today. First off, are you a master plumber? And secondly, how does one become a master plumber?
Well, I am, and I have been ever since I was 19 years old. So one of just kind of the stipulations, you can't get your license until after you're 18. Being that I grew up in the plumbing trade, and you know, I obviously had the experience and done schooling before I turned 18. So basically, when I turned 18, I went and set for the journeyman's plumber's test, and then you have to hold your journeyman's license for 1 year before you can set for the master's test. So I pretty much got it as soon as I could.
Mm-hmm.
And to be able to set for the journeyman's test, you have to have 4 years of practical on-the-job experience, and then 240 hours of class time.
Wow. And you did all that by the time you were 18 then?
Yes, I did.
Wow.
if you have more years of experience in the field, it can take off, I think it's 80 hours of class time for each additional year that you have over 4 years. And so, you know, I did the 4 years and 240 hours, but let's say someone had, 6 years of experience, they wouldn't have to have the full 240 hours of class time because of their additional 2 years of experience that they have. So, one of the things that I think is really attractive really about any tradesman, and when I use that term tradesman, that's kind of what a licensed tradesperson is called, is that it is there is less licensed tradesmen now than there ever has been. And, it's definitely a tremendous opportunity for someone to get in and, get that certification. And, you know, it's so much of an opportunity right now that there's companies that are willing, like ours, and we do this, to pay people's way to get their license. You know, a lot of times, like if you was to get a nursing certification or something like that, generally you're going to have to pay for some of that schooling. You know, you're going to have to be doing that kind of on your own time. And some certifications are just that way. A lot of times in the trades, because there is such a need for these individuals, trades companies are, basically paying people's way to be able to get those things. We encourage our team members to get their license, and they don't have to have their license to, be in a service truck. In the state of Virginia, tradespeople can work under the company owner's license or, another supervisor's license. Everyone does not have to be licensed. However, we encourage it. And we do that just simply because it's an accomplishment. It's kind of a credential that can, make our employees feel very good. They can build their confidence. Going into a customer's home and letting them know, hey, I am a licensed, plumber or HVAC technician, that can really feel good saying that. And a lot of people, that might have been in the trade for 10 or 20 years, they just haven't made that a goal or went and set for the test. And, we have a gentleman here that just got his license, and he's been doing plumbing for 30 years. And, when you talk to him about it, you can definitely tell that he takes pride in that. And, it's something that he's kind of always wanted there. So, we always encourage it, and, it's, something that has a tremendous opportunity for young people at this point, or even, middle age or older people too. So.
So what is the first step if someone's listening and they, they're considering getting into the industry, but they're not quite sure where to start?
Some sort of apprenticeship is generally where that starts. Like here within our company, we hire apprentices all the time, and we put them through training and, give them the platform for them to learn the trade. Getting on with a company that will put you in apprenticeship is kind of the first step. And then you're just building on-the-job training and, then getting enrolled in classes. Our company is state accredited, so the training that we do in-house here will be able to go towards that 240 hours of class time. WhistlerJobs.com is our hiring site. But obviously WhistlerPlumbingAndAir.com, has a lot more information as well. So WhistlerJobs.com would probably be best if you're interested in an apprenticeship program.
All right. And if you would like to work with the team at Whistler Plumbing and Air, the number to call is 540-483-9382.